People from nearly 200 countries are attending this meeting, and nearly every one of them has something at stake. This summit could shape how countries produce energy and how quickly people emerge from poverty. Yet it's hard to find anyone here with more on the line than Tony de Bruyne.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
He's the foreign minister for the Marshall Islands.
The Marshall Islands cover an area of approximately 1 million square miles of ocean. Many people call us a small island state. I prefer to be called a large ocean state.
It sits in the Pacific, far west of Hawaii. I wanted to experience a day in the life of this UN summit through Minister de Bruyne's eyes. We're in the back seat of a car, rolling from his hotel through the dark and empty streets of Paris.
It's before dawn now. You're getting your first briefing of the day. What time did your last event last night end?
Almost midnight.
And is that pretty much every day here?
Every day it's been like a 6:45 to midnight run.
An aide continues the briefing, preparing the minister for a breakfast featuring former Vice President Al Gore.
That the Paris headline is the long-term goal. For us, that's 1.5 to stay alive. And
that phrase, 1.5 to stay alive, comes up a lot when you talk with people from small island states. Here's what it means. The world's countries have agreed that if the global temperature increases by more than 2 degrees Celsius, it will have disastrous impacts for human life. But in places like the Marshall Islands, de Bruyne says even 2 degrees is a calamity.
We cannot be expected to sign off on a small island death warrant here in Paris.
Small island death warrant, that's a strong term.
It is, because anything over 2 degrees is a death warrant for us. It means that sea level will rise above the level of the islands. It means the islands go under.
An 18-year-old named Selena Lim is riding in the car with us. She's part of the Marshall Islands delegation, and she tells me, things have already changed on the island since she was a kid.
The area that I'm living in, it's one of the most affected area in the Marshall Islands.
Coconut trees she used to climb have washed away. Seawalls demolished.
Graves of grandparents of people who live in my town are just gone.
Do you worry that your family might have to leave your family home if this continues?
Yes, because we live like close to the water. And so just last year, there was an inundation, and then for the first time, water actually washed into our house.
The sky is just starting to turn pink by the time we arrive at the conference center. We walk past empty meeting rooms and big signs that are supposed to be motivational.
So these signs say below 2 degrees Celsius, together we'll make it. But yeah. 2 degrees Celsius, for your people, you said it's a death sentence.
That's why it says below.
The minister wears a bright red scarf over his dark suit and silver hair. His skin has the wear of a man who's spent much of his life in the sun. De Bruyne ducks into breakfast with Al Gore and other delegates. Reporters are not allowed in. The next event on his schedule is a bit creamier.
We're about to go to a launching of a new flavor of Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
The flavor is called Save Our Swirled. De Bruyne breaks into song.
It's a scoop of swirl, 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 scoop of swirls.
I don't know that song.
You know Duke of Earl?
Oh, Duke of Earl. Yeah.
Scoop of swirl. Scoop.
That will not be the last time today he sings the song.
Scoop, scoop, scoop of swirl, swirl, swirl.
So there's a giant ice cream cone here with a melting globe on top of it.
A scrum of reporters with cameras crowds around the ice cream stand. The CEO of Ben & Jerry's welcomes Minister de Bruyne.
Thank you for coming.
Hey, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
It's a strange thing about these climate summits. The fate of humanity might hang in the balance, but there can also be a kind of circus atmosphere. From the ice cream photo op, the foreign minister walks to one high-level meeting and then another.
How was the meeting?
Good. Where are we going next?
These closed-door deliberations take up his entire afternoon and into the evening. The U.S. has a complicated history with the Marshall Islands. The American military tested nuclear weapons there. Today, Marshallese people who want to relocate to the U.S. are allowed to do so. De Bruyne says it's not so simple, though.
You move people away from their islands, and it's not like moving from New York to California. It's a very serious, traumatic, heart-wrenching separation of a man from his soul.
De Bruyne is 70 years old. He has 10 grandkids, most of whom live on the Marshall Islands, 4 great-grandchildren. Walking from one meeting to another, I ask him,
do you think that your grandchildren will all be able to remain, or do you think some of them will have to find homes elsewhere?
I'm hoping that what I do here is going to result in them not having to move anywhere. That's the whole purpose of the exercise, isn't it?
Do they ask you, Grandpa?
Yes, they do. I Skyped with them last night. Yeah, how's it going? Do we have to move anywhere?
And what do you say?
I said, no, not yet.
And with that, the foreign minister for the Marshall Islands heads into one more meeting. At the UN Climate Summit in Paris, I'm Ari Shapiro.